Did you get your gas? Excuse me, Steve. Let me shut off. I'm going to smoke here. Yeah, I got gas. Oh, get it down to Taylor's. If I can. It's cheaper at Taylor's. I think it was $1.68. I don't know what the going rate is nowadays.
It's more than that. Where'd you get it for $1.68?
Taylor's and Walmart's always the cheapest down this way.
Oh, you mean the gas station there at Walmart and Taylor's, right out in front of it.
I've lived here about 10 years now, and it's consistently been the best price. About the only place you might beat it a tiny bit would be Costco's or Sam's over at Spartanburg, but most of the time, not even there.
Bad. That's pretty good. I wonder what the Walmart out in Greer is. You know, out there on 29, going towards Spartanburg. I wonder what they are.
I think they're a little bit higher. It's funny, you just drive a few miles one way or the other, and that's the way it is. But for us, it's about, what is it, 6 miles there, Bruce? I think it's six miles from our house to Taylor's, and it's 6 miles or to Greer, so not really a lot of difference. And Bernice likes the Aldi's and Taylor's better than the Aldi's here in Greer. It seems as though they're stocked better and their management's really good. And so I'll drop her off there, run across the street and get gas at Walmart, come back and pick her up. And then today we had to go back to Wally World, and we went over to Publix and got some of their lightly spicy breaded chicken and some clam chowder. And that, what else we have? Oh, some okra, fried okra. All heart healthy food, I might add.
RKN4VWA, you got me again.
Did you bump off frequency or something?
No, I pulled up under the awning here at the United Community Bank out in front of the where Belk's is. And man, I don't know what they got going on as far as structure under there, but ain't no signal getting out, that's for sure.
Our bank, is that where you bank at, Steve?
UCBI used to be Palmetto.
Yeah, we love them folks. They're really nice people in there. Right in front of the Walmart market.
Yeah, Casey, the manager in there, she's always been real good to me. I've known the last four managers out of there.
About 10 years, and they're just like family in there. There was one little gal, and I don't know what happened to her. She was great. Stocky little gal. Amanda. And I think she must have said the wrong thing to somebody or something. She was oh so friendly and southern. And she'd come around the counter now and then and give me a hug. And all at once she was gone. So you know how these HR people are nowadays.
You're talking about, did she have an office or did she work behind the counter?
No, she's just a little heavy-set gal. She worked behind the counter.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. She ran afoul with some regulations, and they moved her on somehow or another.
Well, Steve, I'm having a little trouble. My left ear is bad. She did what with the regulations?
Well, with some procedural regulations, and didn't care for that, and they let her go.
So bad. excuse me, those things happen. But I don't know if she would intentionally do something like that, but she probably made a mistake. You can't do too much of that when you're in the banking business, of course. But she was nice, and I think there's another named Stacy there. She's really nice. And Mary Beth, we deal with her every now and then, and She helped me out the other day, dispersing that money to the estate of my sister's daughter's son that we'd been taking care of for, oh, I don't know how many years, probably 12, 15 years until he got 19. And Mary Beth helped us out on that, and she was really good. We did a wire transfer and sent his money from my sister's estate down to him.
The next time you go in there and see Mary Beth, you tell her that Steve Wilder said she ain't right.
You have to make an appointment to go inside. You can't even do that as a general rule. But we really like her. She's a nice lady. I think she's pregnant, isn't she?
W2T. Good, Tom. Oh, hey, Rusty. Jump on in there.
Hey, Tom, you know if you go in there and do that, tell that girl that, she's liable to slug you one because she's probably got a beef against Steve. Oh, hello, Steve. Hello, Tom. Go ahead, Steve.
One of my buddies in there. You know the gray-haired lady in there, Lydia?
Yeah, she had cancer, and she's a lovely lady. She's helped us before, too. This is Gerald Taylor.
Yeah, she's good as gold in there, I'll tell you. Now, there was another heavyset girl that used to be back there in her spot. Not Lydia's spot, but my brain's gone blank. The assistant, you know, the customer service rep spot, her name was Kate. And she was a heavyset girl, too. Now, she left. And she went down to Simpsonville. I guess you could call that Simpsonville. She's down there at the corner of Woodruff Road and 14.
We have places all over the place. I know when I bought my Tacoma, this guy, he had it on Craigslist, and I went down there on the west side of town to that, I think it's a Presbyterian church, but it's got a cemetery by it just there to the west edge of town, and I met him and made him an offer, and what the heck he said, and he said, where's your bank? And I told him United Community, and he says, you mean that one over there? And he pointed across the parking lot, and there was another one over there. I said, no. And he says, well, you meet me there Monday morning, and we'll take care of it. And he did. And, they're seem like a good organization and have pretty good rates and stuff. Anyways, we're going to stay with them. We're not one to change. I do have a question here, if you'll hold on a second, Rusty. Steve, what does it mean, I take vitamin D, and Bernice is reading the magazine over here, and it has vitamin D, 7,000 units, Bernice? 10,000 units. Will give you, 70% reduction in chance of the COVID-19? But at any rate, what does the IU mean? There's something units in it.
Measure that pharmacists use, and I forget the exact designation. Doggone it. Talk to Rusty a minute, and I'll think of it. It'll come to me, because I used to have to deal with some of that stuff, too.
Oh, I figured you would, but it's not that important. Now, I take vitamin D, 3, and it's a 1,000-unit tablet. Go ahead, Rusty.
A whole lot going on here. Just have to turn the radio, see the radio bouncing over there, and turn it up. Heard you too on there. And all. But good afternoon to both of you. And just sitting here diddling around on the computer trying to get a few things done. I worked 14 out of the 15 stations for the 13 colonies. The only one I'm not going to get is the Great Britain, and that's because I couldn't get them on CW. And one time I actually heard them on sideband. The pilot was so high, I wasn't even going to fight it. So, anyway, I'll send in. won't get the clean suite, but I'll get a nice certificate out of it, and all. But anyway, just taking it easy and pretty much staying here at the house. Haven't got anything else to do, as they say. And that I use, my doctor talks about them all the time, and one of these days I'm going to remember to ask him what it means. I think it's some kind of, it's, I can't remember the word. I remember my friend whose son is a pharmacist told me what it was one time, and that's been years ago, so that tells you what happens when you get older, Tom. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm leaving a space for you there, Steve.
International units. It's the way that pharmacists have set up a standard of measure for international drug production. So, you know, some are on the metric system, some are on the U.S. system, you know, SAE, some of them are on the British system, that's imperial. But anyhow, this is international units, and it is a measuring system for the amount of drug. So I couldn't remember exactly how they put it. I knew it was a measuring system.
Well, thanks, Steve. Well, it says vitamin D, 25 mcg, and I guess that's micrograms or something. I'm not sure. And it says cholecalciferol, vitamin D3, 1,000 unit. But she said, you said 7,000, didn't you, Bernice? She's over reading her magazines. And, you know, they said it. I don't know if you know they or not, but I hear from him a lot. It's got to be accurate. anyways, go ahead, Rusty.
Things, if you heard it on the internet, it's got to be true. And, you know, and for they always knows the things that are right. So, you know, you're supposed to go with those and do it. But anyway, yeah, I take vitamin D. I take 2,500 every other day. No, I take 5,000 every other day, because I was taking, he had me on 5,000 a day, and then my vitamin D got way up there, and he run me back to taking it every other day, so I don't take that much every day anymore. And my vitamin D was skyrocketing, and it beginning to be, it doesn't dissipate as fast as vitamin B and some of those other things do out of your body. D stays there a while. So anyway, so Steve, what you up to today? You out running around?
I had my high school guys, we met for lunch today, and I picked up a little bit of paint so I could repaint a little bit of porch furniture for my wife. And I just play it safe. My doctor told me to take 1 325 aspirin a day, and I take a one a day senior in the morning, a one a day senior in the evening. That's a vitamin. And he says that'll cover me for anything that I need, and it doesn't give you too much. So, Superman, I'm on the way.
CR. Oh, they're just talking about different things to boost your immunity system here. And it says to get the perks, we advise taking 10,000 IU of vitamin D a day for 3 weeks and dropping to 5,000 IU per day. A 2020 study in nutrients suggests these amounts rapidly increase your vitamin D levels to protect against viruses, including COVID-19. In fact, preliminary data from another study shows high levels of D can lower the risk of serious complications of COVID-19 by 700%. And that's, magazine Bernice gets first for women. And it's a pretty good magazine. But, the bad news is my son-in-law's uncle got the COVID a few days ago. And he was in the hospital, and he's up in our age group, in the 60s, I think. And they released him pretty quick. He had a real high fever and difficulty breathing. Didn't have to go on a ventilator. Let me drop this. So then he come home day before yesterday, and the next day he was back in the ER with blood clots in his legs, which is a side effect of that COVID-19. He had pulmonary embolisms in his lungs. So I haven't got the report today, but none of us, my whole family, none of them have been around him. He lives down in the high rent district down there on Woodruff. And what a fine gentleman, ex-Marine. And I really feel sorry for him. It's got us worried. He's a giant of a man. I mean, you wouldn't want to run into him in the book of Marine. But I doubt it. He was an air traffic controller back in the 60s. Anyways, go ahead. I think it's back to whoever gets it.
Oh, but I mean, W2T. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. So far, the only ones we know about, I know about through my church, is a relative of somebody in the church, and they haven't been around the person that's had it. So, you know, a lot of their, they got a lot of family activity, but nothing has been, they haven't been around anyone who's actually had it. So they've been pretty much staying clear of it. And, you know, it's something that can happen. And like you say, Tom, we're our age, we're susceptible to these things. But you know, I've been, like I said, I've been pretty much staying at home. If I run out, I put my mask on. If I go in anywhere and wear it, and you know, try to do everything I can online or whatever. So it is what it is. And I've got a meeting this afternoon, but it's going to be via Zoom. And so we'll see how that goes and where it goes and everything that has to be done for that. But a lot of things going on and everything going around, as they say. And I'm pretty much just trying to stay home and stay healthy and kind of stay out of trouble and do that. That's about, you know, when we get our age, Tom, that's about the best thing we can do. Of course, you can, like you're talking about that vitamin D, you can get too much vitamin D. So you got to watch that, too. Let your doctor know if you're going to go something like that, because you can get an overabundance of it, and that's not good either. So anyway, back to you, Steve, W2T.
Those vitamins, studies, I got completely turned off several years ago by all those studies out there. You know, they used to say that eating oatmeal would prevent colon cancer or help prevent colon cancer. And all that kind of business, not so. They were trying to sell oatmeal. And you do know about the study in California where they found that saliva swallowed over a lifetime can cause oral cancer.
You know, just living will kill you. From the day you got swatted on the butt, you were dying if you stop and think about it. That's when they punched your clock. So there's only one person who's got control of that, and that's you and the good Lord, I guess. But, yeah, Rusty, I thought of the other day, I read something here. I don't look at much news. I'm sick of it. But they said one state forbid choir singing, that they found that the masks weren't doing it, or else they were singing without masks. I don't know which one. But they forbid choir in the churches, and you know how well that went over.
Yeah, Steve, I'm like you. Those things, all the things claiming everything. I take one vitamin D, I take a vitamin D every other day. I take a multivitamin every morning, senior one. And just my regular stuff that I have to take, and, you know, my blood pressure medicine, and that's about it. I'm pretty much off of those things. And yeah, Tom, it's we're not holding choir practice, so you know, and when we go to church on Sunday and when we have a choir, there's a sum total of four of us max in the choir loft. We sit very much distant. We don't aim towards each other when we're singing. We keep our mask on when we're not singing, and everything like that. So, you know, it's pretty much a we follow the distancing rules, and we don't. That's why we're not having barbershop singing right now, rehearsals right now, and things like that. Of course, all the events we were going to be performing at this year have all been canceled, so that, you know, that pretty well takes care of that part of it. But, yeah, if you listen to all the BS out there, Steve, everybody is just trying to get you to do this, do that, which is going to help you stay healthier. And all it is BS to sell you a product. Go ahead, Steve, W2T.
I just think that some of it, now see, if I read something like that in JAMA, or that's the Journal of the American Medical Association, now that's a qualified scientific publication. If I read something in there, you know, I tend to believe that if they've done a study. But, you know, this stuff that you see on TV with the commercials, no. But what you were referring to, Tom, is the state of California. They have forbidden churches to have any singing inside the churches, period. That's choirs, congregation, or anybody else. But yet, and this is what's going to get them in trouble, they are allowing outdoor concerts.
Which that goes over about like a pregnant high jumper. shoot. SN0TR. Oh, I was just sitting here looking through my blueprints. It's a book from Dylan Reloading Magazine. And they got a lot of good stuff, but I don't need anything. And it's too hot right now to go outside and shoot anyways. I talked to Ariel the other day. I think he uses the ranges, but I don't like them. They're too noisy, and I'd rather be outside, especially when I don't have to go far. Boy, the grass is going good this year with the fescue, not as good as you could expect, because like Bill says, his neighbor fights that fescue every year because he don't like the heat, but when it's been raining like the monsoon every other day, doing pretty good. The garden's doing pretty good. Can't really complain. However, I'd like to get outside a little bit more, but it's just too blooming hot. Today's the coolest it's been, 85, but it's 73% humidity. The wind chill says 84, if that's pertinent. But I got to go out and gather eggs in a little bit. Even the chickens are slowing down about laying eggs. Well, my dad, we went to Aldi's, and Bernice did most of the shopping. I finally went in to use their facility, and there wasn't very many people there. And Walmart, gosh, I never come within 10 or 15 feet of anybody. There wasn't many people down there. I was surprised. And delighted. But we wear our masks with our filters in them, and that 2300 micron filter in there is supposed to stop viruses, so we hope that is true. But we try to stay the heck away from people. And, you know, there was more people wearing those masks today. Guys, I was surprised. I think they're starting to get scared because the exponential propagation of this stuff is really getting bad. Go ahead, Rusty.
Well, I wear the mask and everything, and we sing it. We sing at church, but the only people that sing are the preacher and the three or four people who are standing in the choir loft. The people in the sanctuary don't, the rest of the sanctuary don't sing. It's, you know, we just do it that way. And it's just to give the option for the fact so that somebody hears it being sung instead of being, you know, hung like that and you're just hung out and you don't hear anything. But it, we do the thing, and I go in places and you know, there are a lot of folks around who are doing, they do this one place, but they don't do this somewhere else. I mean, it's, I agree with you, Steve, some of the things they, you know, some of the rules that some of the states are making. But, you know, they talk about the number. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh yesterday, and he's been keeping his people pretty heavy on keeping up with what's going on, where, when, how, and why, and the number of cases and everything else. And one of the things he was letting people know that, you know, yesterday he had had a medical assistant who is, did a study, was doing a study for him concerning the deaths versus the number of cases reported. And they're talking about all these places that are ballooning up, and everything else. They're reporting these high, you know, cases of it. Well, the thing about it is, the cases may be going up right now, but the actual death rate is going down. It's come way down in some of these big places like Florida and Texas, where they're reporting large, you know, large case numbers, you know, people being discovered with it. But actually, those two states are near the bottom in the percentage of deaths based on the virus. And that they don't report the fact that for the last, you know, 9 weeks, the death rate has gone down based on the number of deaths versus the number of people that have now got it, supposedly. So it's all strange, and everybody's pushing everything, and everybody, I think, now has an agenda. That's the thing that bothers me. All of these politicians out there with their agendas about, you know, they're pushing everything and trying to keep everybody in and around and tied up, and you know, one side versus the other and all that stuff. I've just gotten tired of it. As you say, Tom, you don't want to listen to it. But you know, I'm just fed up with the way people are handling this illness, because it's become a big deal with a lot of the politicos, and I'm tired of that too. So, oh well, it is what it is. We got to just do our best we can, protect ourselves, and we'll just have to see where it goes from there, as they say. And on Tom, you're right. The only one with control over this is the man upstairs. We can do everything we can do, and you know, when, as they say, when it's your time, it's your time, and there's nothing that's going to change that. But you know. Oh well, things can get better. Now I'm gonna take a break with you guys and go find me a little bit of something for lunch. My stomach's been a little bit flippy with me lately, so I'm gonna go see if I can find me something light to eat for lunch. Talk to both of you later. We'll catch you later. N0TR with KN4VWA to take it. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, before you go there, Rusty, let me give you this. You know how they're changing everything, tearing statues down, and wanting to rename stuff? Well, a Georgia congressman came out yesterday, and there was a little article on the Google News blurbs about it. He says that the name of the current party should be changed from Democrat, which is racist, to something else. He wants to rename the Democratic Party. And I bet you 50 cents it will have the word socialist or progressive in it.
which are synonymous. See you, Nasty.
Send 0TR. No, I can solve that in 1 second, Steve. They could call it communist or the Union of Soviet Socialist Republic. I think just communist pretty well covers it.
Socialist or a progressive, which is the same thing, is nothing but a watered-down communist. And I'm going to tell you something. It ain't going to happen while I'm drawing breath in this country. And I'm going to tell you something. This poor Joe Biden, he's caught between a rock and a hard place. If he were to get elected president, I would bet money that he would not serve more than a year and a half. Because they'd knock his butt off, and whoever this socialist or progressive candidate that they're forcing him to pick, by whatever, that will become our first progressive socialist president right there.
Well, that's the whole thing in a nutshell. It's like they did with Franklin Roosevelt in his fourth term, I think it was, his last term. They kicked that guy out that was in line for it and put Harry Truman in there for that reason, because they didn't want someone like that getting in there. And they knew that Franklin Roosevelt was probably not going to last through his last term, and he didn't. And but at any rate, we better stop talking about that. You get too many different opinions on it, but mine just happens to agree with yours. And I'm sure Rusty's. Yeah. But it's sickening, tearing up our history. They're saying that all of our history has been taught to our previous generations because of white supremacy. Hogwash. The violent protesters in that are stealing away the decent, God-fearing, good protesters that have good intentions, and I got no use for the latter kinds.
I got a little problem with what you just said there, Tom, because part of our problem right now is good men like you and me not standing up and voicing our opinions. And I think that's exactly what we need to do, and I'm not afraid to voice those opinions. And I'm going to give you one last one before I head back on into the house to start painting this lounge or porch furniture. There are two statues, one in Seattle that has not been touched. It is a statue of Lenin. There is one more in Georgia that they took out at the same time they took out a statue of, I believe it, I can't remember who the other statue was of, but the one they took out, if you remember, Frederick Douglass, who was a black man that fought against slavery, and they took his statue out. So I don't believe it has anything to do with race or against black people. It is all a political struggle, and they're just being used.
That's a fact, Jack. Anyways, we can go as old as Steve. I don't know what the answer is, but, yeah, like you said, somebody needs to stand up. The only one so far is you-know-who. And I won't get into that. But it's, I've never seen a state of our country in the shape that it's in. It's terrible. And it's going down the tubes. And all I can say is, if Biden gets in, you better build your bomb shelter. Talk to you later, Steve. KN4VWA and 0TR73.
Boys, I enjoyed talking to you, buddy. I tell you what. I have other ideas that run counter to the bomb shelter. They'll need a bomb shelter. I'm still around. So anyhow, with that said, I'm going to sign off. Buddy, you have a good afternoon. And N0TR, 73s, KM4, BWA. I'm clear, boss.